Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 235 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by letting go of everything and sinking deeply into our hearts, and from the recognition of the truth, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the truth of what we are, we start by becoming comfortable in our seat and in our mind, getting into a position that is non-distracting, taking a few deep breaths to allow the body, the mind, to sink into the next few minutes, relaxing, allowing ourselves to deeply allow ourselves to have nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to fix for these next few minutes. We place all of our attention here. There is a teaching by Ramana Maharshi that I'd like to practice. The questioner asks how to get peace, and Maharshi says, "Peace is the natural state. The mind obstructs the innate peace. Our investigation is only in the mind. Investigate the mind. It will disappear. There is no entity by name mind. Because of the emergence of thoughts, we surmise something from which they start, that we term mind. When we probe to see what it is, there is nothing like it. After it has vanished, peace will be found to remain eternal. And Maharshi is saying to investigate the mind, and in that investigation, it will disappear. He's saying there is no entity mind. He says, because of the emergence of thoughts in awareness, we surmise that they start from something and we call it mind. He says, as we investigate, we'll find that there is no mind. We've been practicing awareness, watching awareness. And being in the present moment. So let's go to the present moment. What is here right now, in this present moment, in awareness? You may find thoughts, feelings, emotions, sensations. You're aware of all of these in awareness. All of these come into awareness, your awareness, and you are aware of them. They aren't you. You are the one aware of them, and you are aware that you are aware of them. As a thought comes into awareness, you're aware of being aware of the thought. This thought is a standalone thought. Where did the thought come from? In your awareness of your awareness, can you find where it came from? Without adding more thoughts to it, this one thought. Can you find this entity called mind? In the awareness of the awareness. Anything that exists is in awareness, your awareness. If mind exists, you should be able to find it in your awareness of your awareness. Can you find the mind? the thought is simply in awareness. The thought may be about the personality, the I thought. And we surmise that thought, that personality thought, comes from the mind. But we can't find the mind. When we probe, it's not there. This thought about the personality, this I thought, isn't really about anything. It's just a thought appearing in awareness. Ramana says that we have many thoughts that we bundle together and we call it mind. And to simplify the probe, find where one thought comes from. Does it come from the mind? Is there a mind? Can you find mind in your awareness of awareness? Ramana says that peace is our natural state. How does it feel right now to know your natural state is peace? Identity is an obstacle because identity defines you as separate from everything else you experience. It says you are unique, different, stand apart, and special. These ideas are in opposition to truth because these ideas create the illusion of opposition, where there is only peace. Continue to ask, "What am I?" remembering that the answer is beyond definition. And notice that even when you are not asking the question, the mind is constantly answering with ideas of defined identity. Given from our Holy Spirit. Identity is an obstacle because identity defines you as separate from everything else you experience. It says you are unique, different, stand apart, and special. These ideas are in opposition to truth because these ideas create the illusion of opposition, where there is only peace. Continue to ask, "What am I?" Remembering that the answer is beyond definition. And notice that even when you are not asking the question, the mind is constantly answering with ideas of defined identity. Thank you. identity is an obstacle because identity defines you as separate from everything else you experience. It says you are unique, different, stand apart, and special. These ideas are in opposition to truth because these ideas create the illusion of opposition where there is only peace. Continue to ask, "What am I?" remembering that the answer is beyond definition. And notice that even when you are not asking the question, the mind is constantly answering with ideas of defined identity. Identity is an obstacle because identity defines you as separate from everything else you experience. It says you are unique, different, stand apart, and special. These ideas are in opposition to truth because these ideas create the illusion of opposition where there is only peace. Continue to ask, "What am I?" remembering that the answer is beyond definition. And notice that even when you are not asking the question, the mind is constantly answering with ideas of defined identity. Thank you for joining for quote 235 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.